Please, so we can get started. There's a lot of seats right up here in the front row if you'd like to get close. Okay, folks, we're going to start our workshop. If everybody could take their seats, I would appreciate it.
For you folks that are standing in the back, we have quite a few seats for the very front row here. They're the same price.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm Jeff Young. I'm chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I would like to welcome everybody here to this workshop. And I would like to encourage everybody that wishes to speak today to fill out a speaker card. Mr. Briggs, are they in this room or in the...
Yes, they're available at the entrance.
Okay.
I'll address that.
Okay. Go ahead. Why don't you do introduction?
Roll call.
Ms. Hewitt?
Present.
It's not on.
Present. Hello?
Try the other mic.
Okay. John Hayashi.
Present.
Gary Shellcross.
Here.
Jeffrey Young.
Present.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Monica Hunter.
Present.
David Hodgen.
Present.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Briggs.
Welcome, everyone. We just heard from Carol Hewitt, our administrative assistant. You'll be hearing from other staff that are seated at the staff table up here in just a bit. To my left is Frances McChesney of the State Water Resources Control Board. She is the counsel for the board. We expect to have Walt Pettit here today, we think, either today or tomorrow for our board meeting tomorrow. He is our liaison member with the State Water Resources Control Board. Today we also have the chair of the State Water Resource Control Board, Charlie Hoppen. Charlie's back there. Thanks for being with us today, Charlie. Also from the State Board, providing assistance with the media questions and coordination is Dave Klegern. Dave, he's in the back of the room. And we do, hopefully, any media folks have gotten the word, we have a media section back there, and Dave's standing in the middle of it. Gita Kapahi is here from the State Board right here. Thanks for joining us today, Gita. And I understood Johnny Gonzalez was going to be here, but I haven't seen him from the State Board. Gita, do you know if he was going to be here? Okay, maybe he'll be along a little bit later. He's a State Board staff that deals with agricultural issues statewide. So I want to welcome everyone to our workshop. I'll have a few words to say regarding the issue itself in a few minutes. But before I go any further, I also want to point out that we have Spanish translators here today. And I will attempt something, so forgive me. Lo siento, pero mi español es muy malo. Todo el mundo es bienvenido, ¿verdad? ¿Quieres español? Tenemos audífonos con español, Virginia and Lorenzo. And Monica, you can do a better job than I did, I'll bet. Is that one,
Buen
that
día.
Mic on?
Para todas las personas que hablen solamente en español, hemos designado esta sesión porque vamos a tener traducción simultánea de toda la reunión. Y esta segunda pantalla tiene todas las presentaciones también traducidas al español. Tienen que venir a agarrar un auricular de esta mesa.
Thank you. That's Monica Baricarte. She's of our staff. As you could probably tell, she's bilingual. And also bilingual and providing assistance today from our staff are Howard Kolb. I don't see Howard, but anyway, Howard's, he might be in the entryway. I see Hector Hernandez is in the entryway, and Harvey Packard may also be in the entryway. Oh, Harvey's back here. They are all bilingual for anyone who needs that assistance. Also, we have assisted listening devices available, courtesy of Grand Performance, which is providing the sound for us today. That's Tom and Hap over here. So if you need assisted listening devices, they have a few of those. Some other logistics. The restrooms are out this door and basically behind this wall over here. Drinking fountain is in the middle. And let's see, lunch information is available at the on the back tables. This main room will be closed for lunch. If you plan to stay on site for lunch, I guess the Elks ask that you eat out front in the grass area or by the pool. Food service and the bar are only for the Elks. And testimony cards are available in the back of the room. If you could fill those out and understand that there are some boxes. If you have some particular issues that you want to address with your comments, it might be helpful to put them in the correct box. And we do have two podiums available, and we'll cover some of this again after lunch when we get to the public speaking part. But I think our chair will probably be calling multiple people so that you can make your way up and be ready to go, so we can go as expeditiously as possible. I think that's it for general announcements.
Okay. What would be next?
Well, I have some other words regarding the topic itself. Okay. If you want me to go ahead with that?
Well, do we want Mr. Hayashi to do what he would like to do?
Right.
Mr. Hayashi, would you like to address the board?
He's still writing his speech.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to address the board?
I would.
Okay.
Should I do it here or over there?
Wherever you feel most comfortable.
All right. My name is John Hayashi, and I'm a member of this Regional Water Quality Control Board, Region 3, and fill the seat for irrigated agriculture. Chairman Young, members of the board, I'm going to address my comments to the ag waiver process that is currently going on as a member of the public, not as a member of this board, as I'm conflicted. And do we need to cite why I'm conflicted?
There's a section of the water code that requires Mr. Hayashi not to participate as a member of the board, that he has a statutory conflict, so therefore he is not participating. But as a member of the public, he can make comments to the board.
The current ag waiver has not yet been fully implemented. Enrollment has yet to reach 100%. I believe that the current waiver should be extended until 100% enrollment is achieved. You have demonstrated over the past 5 years your patience by giving the ag dischargers time to enroll. Now the time has come to make examples of the dischargers who are not enrolled. Identify these dischargers and deal with them. Until enrollment is 100%, changing the current ag waiver makes no sense. For example, take a public swimming pool. The rules are no peeing in the pool. If 25% have no regard for the rules and 75% do, you have pee in the pool. No matter what you impose on the 75% that abide by the rules, at the end of the day, you still have pee in the pool. If you move forward before achieving full compliance for all dischargers, you will be imposing on the very group that has been working hard to make this ag waiver work. imposing only on the enrolled is unreasonable, and again, at the end of the day, what was accomplished? I will leave you with a thought. Staff's current proposal comes across as being heavy-handed and burdensome to our community. The proposal will not keep the goodwill and the trust from the ag community that it took to get us here this far in the process. Threats of enforcement actions don't help. Thank you. I could go on and on, but that's about where I'm at, and at this point, I will excuse myself.
And Mr. Hayashi, you're welcome to remain in the room.
All right.
And listen to everything that takes place, but that's left up to what you want to do today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Can everybody hear us clearly in the back of the room?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, Charlie, what does it sound like? Is it a dull muffle or what? Mr. Hoppen, how well can you hear the clarity of our voices? Okay, better volume, is that what's needed?
Maybe people raise their hands who can't hear well, so they can kind of judge and then you can leave your hand up.
Okay. Okay.
Speak more closely to the mic.
Okay. Okay, so it's better if we speak this closely to the microphone. Can you all hear me in the back there and on the left side? Is that better? Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just heard somebody up here say that too many people are talking, and certainly there are sounds like there are a lot of conversations going on, so if everybody could please be quiet while whoever has the floor, that would probably make it easier to hear what's going on.
And folks, there's probably another 8 seats in this front row. If anyone who's having difficulty hearing wishes to come up here, I would suggest you do that. Okay.
Shall I go ahead?
Go ahead.
Actually, I thought of a couple other just logistic announcements. The staff, the 4 staff that I mentioned that are bilingual, have some kind of a name tag, colored name tag, to help identify them. And then the second thing is, if everyone can make sure that your devices are set so that they're not going to be ringing or making any audible sounds during the day today, we would certainly appreciate that as well. I'm the executive officer for the board. Again, my name is Roger Briggs. The board is appointed by the governor, and these board members are essentially doing volunteer work for the good of the region. That is, I'm paid, our council's paid, but they are not paid a salary. They're basically a lay board providing a service for the region and for the good of the water of our region. The board is the policy-making body, kind of like the board of directors for our organization. I work for the board to give them recommendations on issues, follow up on their decisions, and direct our staff in fulfilling our obligations that we have, mostly under the California Water Code. So today, our workshop purpose is to discuss our required update of the regulatory order for agricultural activities that affect water quality, both surface water, groundwater, and stream riparian habitat. The structure of the workshop that we have today is really threefold. The first thing is to discuss water quality problems. So we'll have a presentation from our staff on water quality problems, which we've written in the staff report, and this will be a fairly brief summary. The second thing is a discussion of the framework of the preliminary draft order that we have, just kind of how it's laid out. And then the third thing is to provide an informal opportunity for comments to the board on how to improve the order. And I say informal because all we have at this point is a preliminary draft. This is not a meeting for the board to make any decisions on this order. It's not a notice for any kind of vote or decision on any aspects of the order. The board can provide direction to staff. As for the framework of the order, the second part that I mentioned, I said it's my job to make recommendations to the board. We will do that with this issue, but at this time, we don't actually have a recommendation sitting in front of the board. It's just a preliminary draft. We will be recommending at the tail end of this session today a continuation of this workshop up in the north. It's up to the board to decide if they want to do that or not. But regardless, ultimately, we will prepare a formal draft and we will have a formal comment period before the board ever sits down and considers our recommendations. So today's really an informal opportunity. We requested written comments on how to solve the water quality problems that we've outlined. We requested comments on the draft and just comments for this workshop in general by April 1st. And we received a lot of comments. We have over 1,200 letters representing maybe 3,000 pages or so. So we really appreciate the effort and the thought that you folks put into preparing and sending those letters to us. Some of them were very constructive. We as staff will continue reviewing those letters as well as letters that have continued to come in after the deadline. I was still getting emails with letters attached last night. And we'll continue to review that information as we make changes to the preliminary draft with this goal of issuing a more formal draft later in the year. When the board met in December and we talked about this issue and set this workshop date today, as well as accepting the recommendation from the agricultural representatives that we had at that meeting for the April 1st submittal date, the board acknowledged at that time that it was not to be expected that we as staff would be able to review all the comments and provide responses to all the comments as we normally would if we had an action item before the board. And as I said, this is not a workshop for board action. It's an opportunity for comments to the board, for the board to ask questions, for the board to ask for clarification, for the board to direct us to provide more information for a future workshop or for staff reports for the board. Let's see. Oh, and they could say that they want more information on specific topics, anything like that. So as I said, we may have a continuation of this workshop. The board will be discussing that at the end, and ultimately we'll be putting a draft in front of the board with a more formal comment period at that time prior to any decision of the board. Our responsibilities include protecting and restoring the groundwater and the surface water of the Central Coast region. We've summarized some of the water quality problems in extensive areas of our region with regard to groundwater and surface water, and I hope most of you have had a chance to take a look at that information. It does paint a pretty stark picture of the severity of problems that we have, and we'll be covering those in just a minute. I think if we just looked at those problems in a vacuum, that is just the problems by themselves, regardless of where they are, nearly everyone would agree we need to fix those problems. After all, this is surface water that's needed to have any fish at all in our creeks. It's the groundwater that most people in our region rely on for drinking water. And of course, we need to fix those problems. It's when we start getting into what the sources of those problems are and who needs to make what changes and how much of a change they need to make that we start getting into more difficult situations and more difficult conversations. However, the point is we need to deal with the problems. If we don't, we're not doing our job. And if you are a significant source and you're not making changes, you're not fulfilling your obligation as a member of society. It's important to focus on solving water quality problems, discussing the best ways to solve those problems. And that is a technical question. It, of course, has ramifications with cost and business operation methods, but let's try to focus on how to solve the serious environmental and water quality problems that are the regional board's job to regulate and do that in a way that makes the most sense, is most effective, most efficient, and the least costly way of getting the job done. That may sound like way too much common sense, but in some discussions on this topic, Some commenters who disagree with us as staff have focused on personalizing the situation and have gone so far as to conjure up motives and personal attributes of our staff or others. They really don't have a place in the question of how do we make improvements that we need to make. So I and the board members ask you to refrain from digressing into personal attacks or characterizations. It really doesn't do anything to advance solutions. Keep our conversation focused on the best ways to deal with the significant problems that we all want to solve. If you do wander off track at the podium today, we will ask you to get back on track, and that's not an unusual request. We have to do that from time to time. If you disagree with some proposed method that that we've put on the table, that's fine, but suggest what might be a better way to solve the problem than that particular method that particular method is aiming to fix. Many folks have responded to us by saying that we're asking the impossible, and the compliance with the proposed order will end agriculture and therefore cause economic collapse on the Central Coast. Many have said we need to collaborate more and reach consensus on any regulations. First, we've had more outreach on this issue than pretty much any other issue we've dealt with, which means we've been attempting more collaboration. We've had more meetings and more conversations with different interest groups than probably any other issue that we've had before us. As for the somewhat loaded term consensus, when the Clean Water Act was adopted in 1972, it was not a consensus action. Many people said it would destroy the U.S. economy and that it would be impossible to comply with the Clean Water Act. That's not the case, and today a lot of those sources are vastly improved, those sources of pollution. At a more local level, and much more recently, our board will recall that we were having lots of discord on the municipal stormwater regulation a couple years ago. At that time, our staff brought a proposal to the board for a two-year collaborative consensus-building process on how to regulate stormwater. The board said, no way, that's way too long, let's get to it, and we did. We now have the vast majority of the municipalities' programs approved, and with this ag order update, we are now a year and a half into its development. And we see that at a minimum, we will have more than 2 years elapse before the board has a recommendation in front of it. So we need to focus on the nitty-gritty of specific solutions and putting those solutions into effect. Let me outline the next speakers that we're going to have this morning. So we'll start with groundwater and surface water quality conditions. Then we'll have a summary of the process to renew the agricultural order and a summary of comments and alternatives we received. And that's going to be it for the morning. So if we're ready to go, we'll launch right into groundwater and surface water quality conditions, starting with groundwater and Matt Keeling of our staff.
And Roger, before we do that, that's staff's presentation is in the morning.
That's it.
We're then going to break for lunch.
All right.
Okay. And why don't you describe what's going to happen after lunch?
Okay, I'll continue with the outline for the day. We hope to break for lunch at 11:45 and just take an hour, which is probably pushing it and optimistic because people are going to have to probably drive. Like I said, there is some lunch information material in the back as far as what's nearby. But please try to hustle and get on out the door so that you can get some lunch and we can get back and start at 12:45 again. At that time, we will make another pitch for everyone to turn in the testimony cards because we may cut those off at 1:00 to see what we have in terms of number of cards and number of people to deal with. So in the afternoon, we come back. We will start with a combination of the organized stakeholder presentations and individual public comments. When I say organized stakeholder presentations, some folks, different groups, got together to organize a presentation, asked our chair for additional time, and basically we had to do some pruning of those requests because they were too long. But we've provided approvals of certain amount of time for all those folks. And we may break those up by having individual comments in between. We'll see how that goes. But that's scheduled to take basically the entire afternoon. We need to allow some time at the end of comments for some board discussion, board direction for us, and then we'll adjourn. And that's the outline.
Okay, and folks, if you can just, by looking around, see how many people we have here, that it's going to be a real challenge to give everybody the normal 3 minutes that they would have for public comment. And it's going to be cut down to whatever number is going to work so that everybody has a chance to say what they would like to say. It just isn't going to be for 3 minutes. That's why I need the speaker cards in as soon as possible so I can add them up and divide the amount of time we have by the number of speaker cards and factor in some flexibility there. And hopefully we can get done by 6 o'clock. If we have to go to 7, we might do that. But because we are going to continue this workshop in July in Watsonville, there will be more opportunity for people to address the board. So this is not the end of the story. This is just the beginning of the board's fact-finding workshop process. Okay.
And I see there are still a lot of folks standing in the back. I can see empty chairs up here. We have maybe 10 that I can see up here, folks. For some reason, there seems to be an allergic reaction to the board here. So there are seats here, and if you have an empty seat next to you, could you raise your hand, please? So there are a lot of empty seats, folks. All right, we'll go to Matt Keeling on...